And Warwick Hadfield joins us again to talk sport. Warwick, hi there.
Hi, Fran.
In cricket, this summer's pink ball test at the Adelaide Oval's looking doubtful. Why?
Well, Fran, the compelling word out of India is that the BCCI, which of course is not only controls the game in India, it's the de facto controlling body of global cricket. We all know that. They don't believe that day-night cricket has anything to offer to the future of the game. So despite all sorts of earnest entreaties so far from Australia, India simply doesn't want to play the Adelaide Test under lights, as have other recent touring sides, as we know, New Zealand and England have done after they received various Australian entreaties. Now, Cricket Australia is going to try again sometime time in the near future to change the Indians' mind on this, but at the moment the game's going to be played with a red ball under the Adelaide sun, Fran.
Okay, and that can be hot. In basketball, we talked about Ben Simmons yesterday. Yeah. What an incredible effort, being talked about in the same sentences as Magic Johnson, but he's not the only Australian shining in the NBA playoffs.
No, Fran, and this augurs well for the Boomers, of course, ahead of the next Olympics. They're chasing an elusive medal, but so many Australians doing well in the NBA. Thon Maker and Aaron Baines are playing, in fact, playing on opposite sides at the moment, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics, and their last match yesterday was a thriller, the Bucks winning by 2 points, and that levelled the series at 2 games each. Now, Maker, all 7 feet and 1 inch of him, played a crucial role blocking. He was doing a lot of blocking for the Bucks, and I think he would with a body that size.
Yeah.
The two sides again tomorrow morning Australian time, as do Simmons' Philadelphia 76ers. That's against the Miami Heat. The 76ers up 3-1 in that series already, Fran.
Okay, and in the AFL, Melbourne looking to get its season back on track against Richmond in the Anzac Eve game tonight.
They look, after a couple of good wins, which you'd have to say please their coach Simon Goodwin, they were horrible against Hawthorn in round 4.
That was horrible.
That was. Anyway, said coach, as they love to say in AFL, he swung the axe. Out goes Sam Frost, Tom Bugg and Bailey Fritch, along with the injured Jordan Lewis, replaced by Jaden Hunt. He's back from the Magoos. Billy Stretch, Dom Tyson, who's over an attack of gastro, and Sam Wiedemann. And for their part, Richmond looking for a place on the top of the ladder with the 4 points and a percentage boost. That would put them ahead of the West Coast Eagles. Now, the Eagles play Frio next Sunday in the Derby or Derby, depending which side of the country you come from, and it's become a contentious game.
Who says Derby and who says Derby?
Oh, I think the West Australians say Derby, don't
they?
All
right. Okay. Oh,
the contentious game now, because they're going to do away with the Ross Glendening medal, which has been presented for Yonks, after a sponsorship deal ended. Now, that doesn't seem like a decent reason to do away with an honour for one of Western Australia's great football legends, Ross Glendening.
And no, it does not.
A lot of people aren't happy in the West, I can tell you, Fran.
Bring it back. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield, it's 23 minutes to 8.